The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ça va très bien, merci.
Yeah, coming from James Bond, let's talk about Eritrea. What's the latest there?
You know, we had the president, Azai Savaki, Eritrean president, going to Somalia. Now we have the first delegation from Eritrea going to Somalia to fix relations. Now, if relations in the Horn of Africa improve, that's great. I mean, Eritrea seems to be on this mission to improve relations with the whole of all East African countries. And we were saying this is great for the Horn of Africa, this cooperation. The delegation led by the foreign minister of Eritrea, Osman Saleh. Now, they've agreed. The president's agreed in principle to reestablish ties. Now they're putting the bricks and mortar behind that. And as we keep saying, this is so good for the Horn of Africa, probably the most troubled region on the continent, that this is working. Eritrea, of course, having mended fences with Ethiopia, that's where it started, and it's also fixing up its relations with Djibouti. So the best news story for Africa in a long, long time.
And talking about good news for Africa, it seems there are some leaders that are willing to give up power. Lindiwe Sisulu has officially given the chairpersonship to Namibia.
Yes, now this is of the ministerial council. So we had the SADC summit starts effectively tomorrow with the leaders of the 16 nations in Windhoek. And at that point, President Cyril Ramaphosa will hand over to to Heine Geingob, what am I saying? I'm talking about his predecessor. To Heine Geingob. But what we've been saying all along is that even though we hand over the chair, South Africa has this leadership function in SADC that it will have, like it or not, as the most important country militarily, economically, politically, diplomatically even. So we'll have this continued leadership of the region. But yesterday, Lindiwe Sisulu, and she doesn't miss an opportunity to make a woman's statement. You know, even at a press conferences, when asked questions, she'll say, thank you for that, to another woman reporter, and say, you know, we've got to stick together, us women. Thank you for that question. But she does. And yesterday, when she was speaking to Netumbo Nandi Ntawa, the Namibian foreign minister, they've been meeting now and will meet ahead of the president, the heads of state. She was saying women will enhance the shared vision of a stable, peaceful, secure, and prosperous region. So good for them for doing that, because that will benefit all of us, of course. SADC summit, this is the second time that it's been held in Windhoek. I think I mentioned last week to you that I was at the very first time it happened when South Africa joined, and just how the whole dynamic in that group has changed.
Yeah, no. And let's talk about land compensation in Kenya.
Well, you know, it's sort of a relief to have a bit of corruption in other parts of Africa as well. When I say sort of a relief, you look and you don't feel quite as depressed about what's happening in your own country. But we have the head of the Kenya Railways and also the head of the National Land Commission both being arrested. In fact, 8 top officials from those two bodies. This was land taken and bought for a narrow gauge railway system. But, you know, there were backhanders and all sorts of, there's a lot of skullduggery involved. And this is, of course, the president's battle against corruption. Uhuru Kenyatta's battle against corruption that's actually gone to the top level. So it's all very well to say, you know, you're fighting corruption and you get junior officials, but every now and again when corruption rears its ugly head as it has, you've got to go to the very top. And here, as I say, 8 very top officials being held in terms of this National Land Commission scandal. Good for President Kenyatta that he's actually that he's doing this and that he's having the courage to do it.
Absolutely wonderful. Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ademir.
Ademir, mon vieux.
Thank you so much to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, who gives you the latest news coming out of the African continent. A reminder to you that